Well, I was talking to my case manager today about this whole imminent turning off of food, power, shelter that Trump is talking about, basically. I mean, it's what they say they're going to do. This is what we're in now in the world is Ragnarok. The Nordic, that means the end of it, the end of it. The disaster piling up this year makes the worst year of disasters, like Fukushima, earthquake in Puerto Rico, and Haiti. It's like bigger ones now. Instead of 200,000 dead, you have like the kind of famine where 200 million Chinese would die. But instead, Trump sold the Chinese all of America's corn, all of it. So there won't be food in America, which helps him. Oh, in other words, chaos will allow. They're not kidding. These guys aren't going out peacefully. Period. What we got a situation is that, like previously, famines and stuff were due to other things. Then this year, China had floods, and deserts. You know, they got screwed for most of their food, and they have way too much population to deal with this kind of disaster. Supposedly, I doubt it. And the food that Trump's gonna send over all of America's corn, for instance, 1 billion metric tons, was the deal, the plan. It's just money in Trump's pocket, but it's got nothing to do with money. That means there won't be food for the poor either, which is who they don't want in America. They want to start with a chunk of the American population. This is the fucking administration that these assholes are saying he's a sweetie. They like him. The people who say that should not. Should not complain about rioters and stuff. They should just hide. They should hide. Because we're talking about a monster here. We're talking about monsters. And anyone supporting a monster is a monster. I'm gonna vote in a way that accounts for Biden. I was gonna vote for Tulsi because I was just thinking, blah, Biden's no big sweat. But I'm not a Democrat. Vote against Trump. If 2 months matters, because in 2 months, the grain's gonna be all gone. Everything is gonna be gone. We're gonna be stuck in the middle of winter. And they prepped all the stuff, and they're locking up, and they got their guns, and their bombs, and their weapons, and their weapons of mass destruction, and they've been chopping people, chopping. And nobody complained. The demonstrations were fabricated. The virus was fabricated. And the Democrats went along with it, so it's their problem too. You know what I mean? It's their cause, it's their game. You know, they're Nazis. Trump's, I mean, Republicans, and the people who support him, some of them are just perverts. I call them the perverts, the club, the cult. You know, he's got his own personal thing, a cult of killers, murderers. And, the worshippers of a god that isn't even man. And that is the god of money in the pocket. He's luxury. A low god. this god isn't even mentioned in any of it. A low god. Whatever Democrats, probably more like Satan, Lucifer. I'm familiar with Lucifer. Lucifer's very popular. But, yeah, so, you know, make a camp, you know. I mean, all these kids are like, whatever, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna die fighting. And I know the feeling, but when you're ready, you know, it's not. So, and you always say, I'll kill them first. I'll kill them. Sucker who's fighting with me. Like when they say, if you're not with me, you're against me. In other words, if you're not with me, you're my food. Basically. And so, you know, it's kind of really hard saying these guys are good, right? So, that's the way we're going right now. There's not going to be much time to change this because, you know, the food is getting on the trips, you know, when you're trying to, and everything else is getting prepped, and they got their nuclear weapon, they got their bioweapons, and they've been the first to support these people, and they're going to be great heroes. It's going to be pretty bad. It would be bad if you move out. Stupid.